Amid fear, anger, and prejudice, the American government imprisoned its own people during World War II. More than 100 of you, our listeners, told us you wanted to know more about how Arizona recognizes and remembers the Japanese internment camps in the state. KJZZ's Mariana Dale reports our latest Q&AZ story.
One way to start understanding the experience of Japanese Americans during World War II is to stand on Grand Avenue. In 1942, the road became part of the Exclusion Line, a government-created boundary that stretched from Washington State to the Arizona-New Mexico border. In the valley, if you lived north of the line, you could stay in your home. If you lived south of it, you likely became one of the more than 120,000 people of Japanese ancestry stripped of their property and rights following the attack on Pearl Harbor.
My name is Midori Hall. I'm a native of Arizona. I was born in the Gila River Japanese internment camp.
She spent the first years of her life behind barbed wire less than an hour from Phoenix. Her family lived in barracks. The food was terrible.
I didn't know anything about it until years later. It was just something, we just wanted to move. My family wanted to just move on.
Hall moved back to Arizona as an adult. She heard Chandler had named a park commemorating Japanese incarceration in Arizona.
Good morning, everyone.
She went to a dedication in 2017 in hopes of learning more about her own history. Chandler's mayor at the time explained the name of the park.
The word Nozomi means hope in Japanese. So it is fitting that we stand here today remembering those who lived through a dark time with little more on their side than the hope for a much better future.
Nozomi Park is one of a few places in the state that recognizes Arizona's two internment camps. Hall herself has a few vivid memories of life there.
From the edge of the camp, I saw this huge cloud of dust. And out of the dust were three boys, one tall boy pushing what I later learned was a wheelbarrow with some red fruit in it. And there were two boys, one on either side of the cart, just laughing and having a great time.
She shared the recollection with those she met at the dedication, including a fellow internee, Tom Koseki.
That's an image that has stayed with me for 73 years.
It turns out Koseki was one of the boys from Hall's memory. He bought the red fruit in the cart, which were pomegranates, from a woman who lived near the camp.
Great big pomegranate like that, and I had a hard time opening it up. But I got to the red berries. Oh my gosh, it was so heavenly.
Today, Koseki and Hall are friends. He's told her about growing up in Los Angeles and Utah, how his peers hit him and tore his clothes.
Well, I knew that they were school kids, and they didn't know any better. I guess their parents told them not to associate with Japs.
Koseki went on to serve in the Navy, but he's never shaken how his heritage shaped how he was treated.
Unfortunately, if you were born of a certain race that was in war with America, you know, you don't have a chance. You just have to go along with the program.
Koseki and Hall are a bit unique in their openness about what happened to their families. Donna Chung is president of the Arizona chapter of the Japanese American Citizens League and has spent years trying to get elders to talk about what they experienced.
Some of them still don't share their stories and they take them to their graves, and that's a loss for the community.
Chung is Chinese American, and she says it's not just the responsibility of Japanese Americans to be stewards to the legacy of wartime incarceration.
The mission and the story and the lesson of wartime incarceration for Japanese Americans resonated with me because of my belief in civil rights and upholding civil rights and the constitutional rights of everybody.
Chung says those rights can be taken away if people from all backgrounds don't stand up against injustice. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.
And Mariana joins us now in studio. Hey, Mariana.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So what surprised you most about reporting the story about Arizona's history with Japanese internment?
So like it has this kind of weird tendency of happening, Arizona was very much at the center of this national event. Not only were there two camps where tens of thousands of Japanese Americans were incarcerated, but the line that marked who was incarcerated and who wasn't actually cut the valley in half.
So what stories didn't actually get to make it into your final report?
Like always, there was a lot. Yes. It's a lot of history to fit into 4 minutes. But one that stands out is the history of Japanese American baseball. I didn't know this, but in the early 1900s, there was a flourishing Japanese baseball league. Bill Staples, a Chandler resident and baseball historian, actually wrote a book about one of the league's most famous players and coaches. They called him the Dean of the Diamond. That was Kenichi Zenimura, and he was actually incarcerated at Gila River.
And I was really trying to understand how one can find happiness and freedom in a world that's less happy and free.
So what did Zenimura do?
Staples says soon after he arrived at Gila River, he and some other men decided that what they needed was a baseball field.
Late at night, they're standing around, I think, a trash can with a fire coming out of it, and he decides that, okay, we're going to build another field. And so what they start to do is steal some extra wood for, like, the backstop.
Their outfield was castor bean plants, kind of like an Arizona take on the corn stalks in Field of Dreams. And pretty soon, what was originally a covert operation turned into a league of baseball teams, both within Gila River and across internment camps throughout the country. And they were really good. They played semi-pro teams and high school teams from outside the camps as well.
So, Mariana, I take it Bill Staples is fairly passionate about the story, huh?
Yeah, that's an understatement. Staples is actually a large part of the reason that Chandler has Nozomi Park, which I mentioned in the story. He advocated for that name because of the area's proximity to the Gila River camp. He even joined the city's Parks and Rec Board to ensure that that name became a reality.
It's more than just baseball. Mm-hmm. It's about making sure that we don't make the same mistakes that we did in the past with regards to how we view people who are different, those who may look like the enemy of the day, if you will. So, yeah, and not creating a culture of fear and hate.
All right, that's KJZZ's Mariana Dale. Mariana, thanks for bringing us the story.
You're welcome. And there's photos and a lot more to learn on our website, kjzz.org.